already a little agitated about talking this, about the Super Bowl last year. Is that something you've harped on, that that's...
Yeah, we just, we, you know, Mike, we just really drill ourselves to talk about what's going on right now, you know. And like I said, as I told you guys yesterday, new year, new game, a lot of different things going on with both football teams. So we're really just trying to stay focused on what's happening right now. Had a good day today. Had another good day. So it's two good days in a row of practice and good focus.
You feel the shift, Gary, that it's the real deal now?
Oh, yeah, you can tell. You know, the biggest way you tell in the NFL is the, you know, the focus of game plan and detail. You know, in preseason, you're working against each other. You're working, you know, against basic schemes and stuff, and all of a sudden you get a little bit more dialed in, you know, as far as a game plan and tough, you know, tough things to deal with, and you see everybody get dialed in, players and coaches.
Gary, how much of the Super Bowl film will you look at to get ready for them?
Well, I mean, when you prepare in this league, you're always cutting up about five or six games all the time. So, you know, obviously when you play each other, you're going to always, that's always going to be part of, you know, what you take a peek at. But, you know, we got a lot of different things going on, and they do too. So, you know, try to look at the preseason, try to look at everything.
What is your confidence level in Phillips at tight end at this point if Hyerman can't go?
You know, I'm confident in John. He's played a lot of football. He's an eight-year player. You know, he comes in here, about breaks his dang ankle the first day, and he gets himself well and comes back and makes his team. So John will be ready to play. It's not too big for him, and he really deserved to be here the way he played, especially, you know, down the stretch the last 2 weeks. So really glad to have him on the team.
CJ yesterday talked about how, I guess, he's gelled with running behind a fullback. How did that kind of process go through camp?
It is different. You know, running one-back schemes and not having somebody in front of you and those type of things as compared to two-back schemes. So there's a little bit of difference going on right there. I think you got to know your back as a coach. You know, I know when I had TD all them years, TD liked the fullback in certain positions, you know, and I think CJ's starting to feel those things, and he talks to us a lot. So it's just a little bit different. You're running against more base schemes than you are against nickel schemes. So a little bit of change-up for everybody.
How does the return of Kelvin Benjamin to their lineup kind of change?
Well, they got so many weapons and a tight end, you know, those receivers. You know, Kelvin's the guy that, you know, if you're playing a lot of man – and there's jump balls and those type of things, he's really hard to deal with. So, you know, that's a new challenge for us. He wasn't there in the Super Bowl, so adds another weapon to, you know, already a pretty loaded group. So
everything looked full go with DeMarcus in terms of
DeMarcus is fine. I just I think we'll sit down and say this is how many plays he's gonna play. You know, he's not gonna go out there and first time out, do too much from that standpoint. He's going to want to, but we're going to put a play count on him, and hopefully those plays are big plays in the game.
What are you hoping to see from Cody on kickoff returns?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen in this league. You know, in preseason, everybody's pinning people and kicking it short and covering, and, you know, is that going to take place once the regular season starts? You know, I don't know, but Cody's done a good job. There just hasn't been many, many opportunities, so we'll see.
There's so many people talk about the scheme that they run on defense is the reason that they force turnovers. Why is that? What is it about?
Well, their front seven is as good as I've ever coached against. I can tell you that. I mean, they're exceptional. And, you know, if they can sit there and play you in a seven-man front and stop the run, it's just very, very difficult on your football team. So, now they do a hell of a job. And the guy running the show in the middle, I mean, he's incredible. Guy 58's been doing it forever. It seemed like I've coached against him forever, you know, and the young front that they have and that Gettleman's put together. So just very, very difficult to deal with because they're so big and physical.
Okay, thank you, Coach.